Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who has a vast collection of vintage DC and Marvel comic books, and ironically lives in Minnesota, where his favorite NBA team, the LA Lakers, originated, Dave Denniston.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping doctors like you slash your debt, slash your taxes, and live a liberated lifestyle. Well, this month, I am going to go back to some people where I have been on their podcast. And this interview today is a short one, but it's a good one, where I was interviewed by Landon from the DPC podcast. He was my guest on episode 37 that published on September 14th, and this episode is coming out here a few weeks later. So I enjoyed being on his show, and this really just gets to the meat and the heart of some of my basic philosophies. So if you're a new listener, I think you're really going to find this to be beneficial. So with no further ado, here is me being interviewed by Landon.
Hello, and welcome to the Direct Primary Care Podcast, the podcast where we learn more about direct primary care, the movement to restore the doctor-patient bond through transparency and relationship. I'm your host, Dr. Landon Roussel, direct primary care doctor, author, and bow tie wearer. And welcome to episode 57, the Freedom Formula for Physicians. Today we're going to be talking about financial freedom for physicians with a financial advisor who does work focused on helping physicians. His name is Dave Denniston. And he's not only a financial advisor, but also a podcast host of the podcast, The Freedom Formula for Physicians. We're going to be talking about financial freedom, why it's important, and what it has to do with direct primary care doctors. Today, I'm joined by Mr. Dave Denniston. Mr. Dave is a financial advisor in Minnesota and is also the host of the Freedom Formula for Physicians, a podcast focused on helping physicians reach a state of financial freedom. He's going to talk to us more about his podcast, how he started it, and why he believes financial freedom is so important for physicians and especially direct primary care doctors. Mr. Dave, thank you so much for joining me.
Landon, glad to be here.
So, a very interesting podcast, and as we were speaking about earlier before the show, this is an area that doctors don't really learn in medical school, learning about financial freedom. And oftentimes in medical school, you know, we go through the whole medical school residency type of gamut and then, you know, learn to deal with finances later on in the real world. And that could be challenging for many of us. Why is it that you have this passion to help doctors with learning more about financial freedom and how to be, you know, financially free?
Great question. Well, for me, it came from the extreme premature birth of my daughter. And if anyone has never heard of me before, essentially what happened was with the second child that my wife and I had, she came out 23 weeks gestationally. She was less than a pound when she was born. My wife had toxemia preeclampsia, which by everything we know should have not showed up clinically until about 30, 32 weeks earliest. She had it with our oldest daughter as well and had horrible seizures, but it happened postpartum. She had went full term with number one. But with our youngest daughter, they caught it at 23 weeks. Blood flow was slowing between the two of them. And we had to make this horrible decision at the time of, do we dare leave her in there to try and let her grow, or do we take her out? And so we ended up choosing the latter because we might lose my wife with way one if things progressed, or both of them possibly, or we might lose her with trying to take her out. And so I was there in the operating room as they did it. And there was a moment where they had to stick this tiny, tiny, tiny breathing tube down her tiny, tiny, tiny throat. And my breath just caught within me as we were in that moment. And my wife was on the operating table and I was filming this whole thing happening. It felt like hours, but the neonatology fellow made it work. And my daughter lived miraculously, 12.4 ounces, and she lived. And we were in the NICU for about 5 months there afterwards, past her official due date. Her birthday was actually May 13th, 2012, Mother's Day. So it's been over 6 years now since she's been around. And thank goodness she's doing great. We held her back from doing kindergarten because of some developmental issues, but she's ready to go now and is starting kindergarten in the fall. So there's a happy ending to this story. And so I'm so grateful for the physician community. And my podcast, The Freedom Formula for Physicians, has been my way of just saying thank you. Thank you to physicians for all that they have done. And so that's why I'm here.
Well, we're very appreciative of your work. And, you know, one of the interesting things that I came across on your website was your not only the passion that you talk about in your story, but you give a very cogent explanation for why financial freedom is so important for doctors. Why is it that doctors should pursue financial freedom?
Yeah, that's a great question, Landon. I think there's some obvious answers, right? I mean, you have the ability to do what you want when you want. But I think now more than ever, as we look at residents and fellows and medical students and the amount of debt, I mean, there's no doubt that as a physician, you're making a healthy salary, but when you look at the student debt levels now compared to 20 years ago, this topic has never been more important because the margin that we have of error to make mistakes as physicians is small in terms of some of the financial decisions before. Many physicians would go and invest in stuff in the Cayman Islands and all kinds of weird, wacky stuff and make these decisions that might hurt them, but they were making so much money, it didn't even matter. Well, now the same $200,000, $300,000 doesn't cover as much. Plus, you have $4,000 a month of student loan payments. So it's definitely a different environment. And I want to see as many physicians as quickly as possible get to paying off their debt and being able to slash their taxes so that they can live free.
Absolutely. So, you know, you mentioned financial freedom and, you know, the margin of error that so we have so much less of these days as physicians. I think one of the things related to that is that financial freedom has become also more of a challenge for doctors throughout their training and even their career and beyond. Why do you think this is?
Well, I think a lot of it just has to do with the government mandated residency programs and the amount of time, of course, you have to put into training to be a physician. I think that, in my opinion, financial literacy should be a course within medical school and residency. And I'd say physicians are kind of half and half. You know, 50% really love finances and care about finances, and these people are brilliant and love to read about it. And then the other 50% of the physician population either trust somebody that is helping them, or they're just so buried with their student debt that they just want to bury their head in the sand like an ostrich. And it's just something that they'll say, I will get to it later when I have my debts paid off. And so they just aren't paying attention most of the time because they maybe are feeling ashamed, or maybe they're feeling like they don't know what to do and they don't have the time or the capacity or the interest to look into finances.
Yeah. So it's all the more important to have the help of people who are experienced in this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And there's so many great resources that are out there, whether it's my podcast, The Freedom Formula for Physicians, or Jim Dolly, The White Coat Investor, or Physician on Fire, or Corey Fawcett. I mean, there's so many great sources. And I think that might be some of the issue too, is that there's so much information. And how do you sift through all this information? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. It's and finding trustworthy sources of information can also be, I think, overwhelming for some people.
Absolutely.
Well, if you were to give some simple steps for doctors to take to achieve financial freedom, you know, boil it down to two or three simple steps, what would they be?
Yeah, I think the number one thing, in my opinion, that helps to lead to financial freedom more than anything else is being debt-free. That's step one. Whether it's medical student debt and you go and you're a DPC type doctor and you have a private practice, you know, looking to refinance your debts might be one of your best options to lower your interest rate. There's so many physicians that are paying 6.87% interest on federal student loans. Well, think about that. On $300,000, if you can save yourself 2-3%, you're saving yourself $6,000 to $9,000 a year in interest by being able to refinance your loans. So I would encourage a lot of physicians to consider that. I think as part of the debt-free, something I see a lot of physicians struggling with, you know, through medical school and residency, you are having to live on so less, right? You're getting paid $50,000 a year. And at that particular point, you're not paying a whole lot on your student loans. And then all of a sudden you transition to practice and now you're making $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 a year. And it's like you have this freedom you didn't have before. And so people tend to get car loans. They tend to buy a bigger house than they necessarily need. And as I mentioned, the margin for error tends to be so small. I think that's some of the traps I see people getting into that lead them to having their debts extended far beyond when they should be. You know, if you bought a smaller house, for example, rather than buying a $600,000, $700,000 house and you bought a $300,000 or $400,000 house, that's an extra $1,000, $2,000 a month you could go towards paying off your student loans. You know, if you bought a $7,000 car in cash rather than buying a $60,000 car with a $600 a month car loan, you know, you could end up paying off your mortgage that much sooner. So these kinds of lifestyle decisions, I think, often affect the biggest point, which to me is becoming debt-free.
Absolutely. Very helpful insight. You know, one of the challenges in the direct primary care world that we face, not only are we primary care doctors, which, you know, historically have not been paid as much, but also the other issue that we face is that we're dealing with an era of uncertainty in healthcare. And so whereas a doctor could, under an insurance-based model, anticipate a regular flow of patients that is going to bring in a certain amount of revenue, with direct primary care, it's such a new model, which we think is the right way to go. It's such a new model, though, that it's kind of hard in some communities to really estimate how the buy-in's going to be. How do you see direct primary care doctors being able to work towards financial freedom and even in this sort of era of uncertainty?
Well, I think I love this model for many reasons, because essentially I look at it as the Netflix model. You're a subscription-based model. And there are many things in the financial industry, for example, that are slowly moving towards that. So I see a lot of parallels in the two industries. And it means up front, there's a lot less profit. But in the long run, you have a larger and larger profit and you have control over your schedule and you tend to be a much happier, more fulfilled, rounded person. But the grind in between then is difficult. And I think for someone that's just coming out of residency and they want to do this model, what I would tend to look at if I was a physician knowing what I know is I would look at getting some locums work and finding ways to generate an income while you're getting your practice off the ground. So, because you have to pay your bills in the meantime, you got student loans to pay off. Many of us have families at that particular stage of life, or maybe you've been in practice for a few years. And locums, we know there's a physician shortage out there, particularly for primary care physicians. So I think that's a fantastic opportunity to go and make a significant amount of money while you're building your practice. So that's what I would take a look at for someone that's DPC and just wants to get going but needs some revenue.
Absolutely. Well, it's been insightful to talk to you and really great episodes on your podcasts. And any physicians out there, medical students or residents, I certainly recommend checking it out. How can people learn more about what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So the best way, of course, is to check out the podcast, which you can go to the website, drfreedompodcast.com. That's Dr. all spelled out. Or you can check us out on iTunes, the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Or you can check out some of my books. I've had the book which is titled after the podcast, The Freedom Formula for Physicians. You can check out my newest book, which came out earlier this year, which was co-authored with Amanda Liu, called The Young Physician's Guide to Money and Life. So those are a few ways you can check out and get some great financial advice and get some great education.
Well, thank you again so much for joining me and sharing with us your insight into financial freedom.
Well, thank you, Landon. Appreciate it.
This has been episode 57 of the Direct Primary Care Podcast. I want to thank you again so much for joining me. Be sure to tune into our following episode with Dr. Nick Thompson of Antioch Family Medicine about turbocharging your marketing with your direct primary care practice. As always, I welcome any feedback via email, thedpcpodcast@gmail.com. Also encourage you to comment on our website, thedpcpodcast.com. And until next time, I'm your host, Dr. Landon Roussel, and have a great week.
All right, my friends. Well, that was the show for today. I hope you loved it. And I just want to give you one more reminder. My newest book, The Young Physician's Guide to Money and Life, is available right now. $25. You get the sun, the moon, the stars, all kinds of bonuses, $100 worth of priceless knowledge. Are you ready to go and pick this book up? If so, you're going to want to get it from me and get all those bonuses by texting DocBook, that's DocBook, to 44222, or going to the website drfreedompodcast.com/DocBook. Again, snag your copy now by texting DocBook, that's all one word, to 44222, or going to drfreedompodcast.com/DocBook.